One of the arguments for EU membership is that membership has its benefits. Just ask the southern French port city of Marseille. It's had a bad reputation for years because of violence and organized crime. But last year, the city had a chance to clean up its act, taking a turn as Europe's capital of culture. The title meant money from the EU to spiff up and boost local arts. The jury is still out, though, on how much the city benefited. The World's Jerry Haddon reports.
La Grèce.
Narrated videos guide you from early Greece to the present inside Marseille's brand new, imposing waterfront museum dedicated to European and Mediterranean civilizations. The museum is the centerpiece of Marseille's year as Europe's capital of culture, paid for mostly with European subsidies. The money went for new projects like this and to support theaters, artists, and so on. The owner of a local cleaning business, Monsieur Atenier, is here with his family. He says his new museum makes him proud. Absolutely, he says, this museum has an importance beyond Marseille, for all of Europe and beyond. You see all about Mediterranean history inside, from fishing to arts and crafts,
etc., etc.
The museum alone cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Everyone seems to like it, but some struggling local artists, like painter Nicolas Ramel, say all that money from Brussels would have been better spent supporting the little guy.
It's a bit tricky. I think it helped getting people to know the other side of Marseille, which, you know, Marseille's got a lot of culture in it. But it did something really strange, which was it deviated the big money that usually was meant for small-scale underground structures, reoriented it towards, like, big names or big structures.
Big museums.
Big museums or, you know, big artists that probably, you know, didn't actually need that money.
Ramel says dozens of local art cooperatives actually saw their funding go down during the, quote, year of extravagant spending. In some cases, it dried up altogether. Across town, the city booted dozens of artists from a series of abandoned buildings they'd used as studios. Today, it's been spiffed up and equipped as a skate park. There's still art space, but now artists have to rent the studios, says a young skateboarder named Benjamin Branaya. I believe the Capital of Culture program is a bunch of nonsense, he says. Sure, there are a lot of things happening in the art world now, but you have to pay to see them, and it's very expensive. The city defends its new art projects, but officials grapple with another problem: Marseille's reputation as a crime-ridden haven for ruthless mobsters and drug gangs. And that's kept some tourists away. This is a typical French news report on Marseille from last year. It's about a murder. This is what gets locals mad. They say the media dumps on them. We're not just about organized crime, says a man named Germain outside his downtown photo studio. Marseille is a beautiful city, he says, with great potential, with lots of things to see. If you look at crime statistics for Marseille, the guy seems to have a point. In 2012, for example, the city had 24 murders. Total. That's it. Compare that to U.S. cities of similar size. Jacksonville, Florida, had about 90 murders in 2012. Indianapolis, the same. So why the bad rap? One reason is this. Nearly all of Marseille's murders last year were carried out with these Kalashnikovs, AK-47 assault rifles. Apparently, they're the weapon of choice among the city's drug gangs and mafiosos. And when firepower like this is used on city streets, it makes the news nationwide. But the violence is very targeted, protests a local owner of a lock store named Cathy Bois. I don't know, there are maybe 10 or 20 people behind all of it, she says. We regular folks have nothing to do with it. That message may just be getting out, helped by the Capital of Culture project. The city of Marseille says museum visits doubled in 2013. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Marseille.